Today, through the Westpac looking glass. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Westpac released their latest disclosures today, the June 2018 Pillar 3 report, and it also provided an update on margins for the June quarter. And it's not pretty. Margins are down and mortgage delinquencies are up. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link. And it's also in the comments section below. So Westpac Banking Corporation today announced that its net interest margin in June 2018 was 2.06%, compared to 2.17% in the first half of 2018. The 11 basis point decline, they say, mostly reflected higher funding costs and a lower contribution from the group's treasury. The primary source of higher funding costs has been the rise in short-term wholesale funding costs as the bank bill swap rate, or the BBSW, increased sharply since February. Westpac previously indicated that for every 5 basis point movement in the BBSW, the group's margin is impacted by around 1 basis point. And compared to the first half of 2018, the BBSW was an average 24 basis points higher in the third quarter. And so, in the third quarter, the movement in BBSW reduced the group's net interest margin by 5 basis points. The remaining 6 basis point margin decline in the third quarter, firstly to 4 basis points from a reduced contribution from group treasury, principally from less opportunities in the market in the third quarter, and 2 basis points from other factors, and these included ongoing changes in the mix of the mortgage portfolio, for example, less interest-only lending, along with lower rates for new mortgages. Deposit pricing changes only had a small impact in the margin in the third quarter. And turning to the Pillar 3 report released also today, the group reported a Common Tier 1 equity capital ratio of 10.4% as at the 30th of June. The ratio was lower than at the 31st of March 2018, as capital generated over the quarter was more than offset by the first half dividend. They also said credit quality continues to be sound, with stressed assets to total committed exposures down 1 basis point from the 31st of March to 1.08%. However, 90-day mortgage delinquencies in Australia were up 3 basis points over the 3 months to June 2018, with most states recording more increase. And the mortgage 30-day delinquencies were flat over the third quarter, while properties in possession were slightly lower at 392. Unsecured consumer credit delinquencies, however, rose. The proportion of interest-only loans has dropped from 50% in March 2017 to 37% in June 2018. And this, as we said, had a 2 basis point negative impact on group margins. And they also said that more than $8 billion of interest-only loans were refinanced to principal and interest in the third quarter 2018, with slightly more than half because they ended their term. The group has maintained strong liquidity metrics, with the net stable funding ratio at 112% and the liquidity coverage ratio at 127%, both comfortably within regulatory minimums. And for the 10 months to the 31st of July, the group had raised $31 billion in term wholesale funding at an overall average duration of over 6 years. And they say this largely completes Westpac's full year 2018 term funding requirements. But I want to underscore the narrowing of interest margins thanks to significantly lower pricing of new mortgages and the impact of the movement from interest only to principal and interest loans. I think this is very significant. And if you couple that with the continued rise in delinquencies in the mortgage book, as we've seen, as other banks have also reported, then you can see that there is a pincer movement going on in terms of overall profit growth for the sector. So no surprise then that the bank's share price went lower today. And we must expect more downside ahead. If you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. The link is in the comments below. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.